at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
In 1948, Burton Ramsey opened Ramsey Funeral Home at the corner of 4th and State Street in Harbor Beach. Since then, technology and modern conveniences have changed the way we live. But one thing that cannot be replaced by a smartphone is at Ramsey Funeral Home. It's still our family serving yours. A family business spanning three generations, from Burton to now Warren and Ryan Ramsey, with the same values as when we opened our doors over 70 years ago. For more details, go to RamseyFH.com and find out why so many have trusted Ramsey Funeral Home since 1948. That's RamseyFH.com.
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City, your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything, from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their three truck and all-terrain cranes with certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
Listen to The Strong Side Sundays at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1 with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Paul P. Adams, and Mike Gallagher every Sunday at 7 p.m. throughout the entire season, regular season and postseason. This week will be at 7 p.m. Next week will be our postseason two-hour special beginning at 6 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, Rochelle Thompson, and Dan Banky with your call tonight from Harbor Beach as the Sandusky Redskins, 7-0 on the season, trying to clinch the Greater Thumb East outright, and they're taking on a 6-1 Harbor Beach Pirates squad. Craig Jacobson has been the head coach for the Sandusky Redskins for almost his six full seasons now. In that short span, Jacobson and the Redskins have accumulated 35 wins and 21 losses for a winning percentage of 62.5%. 2015 saw Sandusky go undefeated in the regular season, clinching the Greater Thumb East title along the way. In 2018, the Redskins are following a similar track, entering tonight at 7-0 and are already clinching at least a share of that title.
Coach Jacob has some nice history. He's had winning seasons in four of his 6 years coaching, but I think in a more specific note, he's assisted coach under a couple big names in this area. First one is Jack Dillon in 96 and 97. And a couple years later, he actually worked in Ubley under Bill Sweeney from 2001 to 2009 and was on that team that went to the state finals in 2008. So he's had quite a bit of history working with some very successful coaches in the area. And not surprised Coach Jacobs has had success on his own.
When you are assistants for Jack Dillon and Bill Sweeney, not only do you have some of the best mentors in the business, but you get accustomed to running the ball and running the ball and running the ball. Sandusky's offense features a four-headed monster in the backfield out of a full house T formation, which is averaging 364 yards per game through seven weeks.
There's a couple names that are going to lead the backfield, though. It's 26, DeLorean Wedge, and 28, Braxton Washi. Those are the two guys that will be the lead backs for this offense. DeLorean Wedge, just a sophomore. He's over 850 yards on the season. He's averaging 15 yards a carry. And then against Memphis, he had six carries for 200 yards and four touchdowns. But a couple other guys you can't sleep on, Zach Franzel, Jack Sheridan, much more change of pace guys, more of that 6 to 8 carries a game guy, but they can take it to the house at any time. Two sophomores, two seniors. This team is very deep at running back.
And Braxton Washi with 833 yards on the season with nine touchdowns, averaging over eight yards per carry. Sandusky is 7-0 on the season, 5-0 in divisional play, with two sophomores in the backfield and one sophomore under center. First-year starting quarterback Matt Carlson is making his eighth start of his career tonight, and he has proven to command the potent offense of a great poise. They don't pass often, but when they do, it is effective in that metaphoric nail in the coffin for Sandusky's opponents.
And Matt Carlson, as you mentioned, just sophomore, plays defensive back as well. His job is to make sure he knows which one of those running backs in the wing T is going to get the ball. He carries the ball very little. He doesn't throw the ball hardly at all. Matter of fact, he didn't attempt a pass against K-Pac or Vassar. He did throw one against Ubley, and he threw a 14-yard touchdown pass against Imlay City in week one. So he has the ability to throw it. They haven't been in a situation to use it. Maybe tonight is that night.
On the defensive side, you're going to hear the name of Ben Krieger a lot, along with the names of Casey Kirkpatrick, Caleb Eberling, and Adam Scott. The front line and linebacking core of Sandusky has been punishing opposing offenses all season long. Last week against Memphis, the Yellow Jackets were held at just 129 total yards of offense.
What I like about this defense is there isn't really one guy that stands out. You mentioned four names, Clark, and they really tackle well, evenly. They get off the field quickly. Heberling's had some good games. Hey, he led the tackling against Memphis. He had 11 tackles. But against Ubley in that tough game at home, Krieger and Scott led the team in tackles. They tied with five apiece. It just doesn't seem like that many. But when your defense gang tackles and there's multiple guys getting to the football and you get off the field quite often, you don't need to make too many tackles.
Kickoff of Sandusky and Harbor Beach is in 21 minutes as you're listening to the WLW Sports Network. Sandusky on the road against the Harbor Beach Pirates in the Greater Thumb East Showdown. Winner will go at least home with a share. If it's Sandusky, they'll go home with it outright. Right here on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Harbor Beach hosting the Sandusky Redskins on homecoming night.
Hey, why are you holding your cell phone above your head, man? People are staring. Come on.
I'm trying to get enough signal to get this email to send out. I tried making a call, but that's impossible in this area.
Since when's it impossible? Let me see your phone. Oh, I see the problem here. You got one of those national carriers for your cell phone provider.
Well, duh. They say they have the best service.
Sure. Like, right here?
Well, not right here, but everywhere else.
No way, man. Not only does Thumb Cell cover the thumb better than anyone else, but they got superior nationwide service, too. They got coverage like a baby on a bottle, like butter on bread, like tie-dye on a hippie, like bugs on a windshield, like fleas on a dog, like flies on... Well, you get it. Thumb Cell has you covered everywhere.
Thumb Cellular, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the thumb.
It's a feud of epic proportions. One heart against countless opponents. The foe, allergies, sinus infection, strep throat. Anything that slows you down and is just downright annoying. But there is hope, Sure hope. You do not need to fight this battle alone. With the strength of Sure behind you, with Dr. Scott Ryder, Paul Scatton, Lori Hanselman, Ross Ramsey, and Blake Putman, the odds are ever in your favor. With Outposts in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and Sebring, a ReadyCare clinic close at hand, four pharmacy locations in physician assistants Paul Penfold and David Seagroves, nurse practitioners Lois Booms, Yvette Scharf, Brenda Kretschmer, and Trevor Mattarella, tackle the wild frontier with the strength of Sure in your saddle. Make an appointment for your wellness checkup today with Sure in Elkton, Sebring, Caseville, and Pigeon. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City, your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything, from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their three truck and all-terrain cranes with certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
The heater went out on my car, so I went to the oil change place and they couldn't fix it. Then I went to the muffler place and they couldn't fix it. So when I was in the grocery store, I asked my butcher where to go. He said take it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe.
heating, cooling, air conditioning repair, and gas tanks for cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. Conic Radiator even does full-service mechanic work.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we will diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. Bring it to Conic Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. 269-7101.